The book is Bola. It is by Patim Stratovici, and Ralph McAllister's going to tell us all about it. Kia ora, Ralph.
Well, thank goodness I don't need to pronounce his name, even though I admire his work so much. You've done it all for me, kia ora. Bola, B-O-L-L-A. It's a very short novel, and it makes me think, listening to all the goings on in Ukraine and so on at the moment, sometimes novels can help in that understanding of what it is to be in the middle of it all. And this one particularly is about two young men who fall in love, and the problem is that they're gay, and also the other problem is that one's Serbian and the other's from Kosovo, and of course Serbia is ruling the roost in 1990s in that area of the world. But plus a chance, Catherine, nothing changes much. So these two young men, the one who tells the story, Arsim, is, I don't want to say that word, but he is not nice. And yet we have to see things through his eyes. He's been married at the instruction of his father. He doesn't love his wife. And the first thing he says, or he does when she says she's pregnant, what does he do? Thumps her. So here's somebody we're supposed to feel sorry for, and his line is not very pleasant as he goes trying to justify he wants to be a writer. Miloš, his Serbian partner, lover, has to go to war because that's what you have to do if you're in that part of the world. What I love about the book, though, is the shimmering beauty of the relationship. There's also, equally so, devastating accounts of war, devastating descriptions. And so on the one hand, you've got this beautiful juxtaposition of what was, what is, and what might be. But at the same time, you've got to keep reminding yourself, these people are going through this now. Now, this boy, who's in his 30s, he's written two others, Crossing, I haven't read, My Cat, Yugoslavia, which I'm dying to get hold of. So he's done two already. He is very popular in Finland, where he went with his family when he was 2 weeks old. So he's got very, very little to do with Albania now. But it's the other thing I love about it, I've been reading a lot of long stuff. It's very short. You can read it in a couple of hours. But you've got to be ready if you're a listener to be pretty strong with your stamina, with your stomach. Bola is the name of a snake or an alien or a fiend. We don't know. So there's a little bit of juxtaposition again with myth and reality. I didn't particularly want to go down that. It's much more interesting when we're the real people. Have I got time to read you a wee bit? This is when this absolute bleep tells his wife, I don't want you this anymore. I don't love you, AJ. Don't you see? I whisper, and once I've said it out loud, I feel an enormous sense of relief, like lying down in a cool bed after an exhausting day. For a moment, she's quiet at the other end of the phone, and during that silence, I imagine the words I've spoken sinking to the bottom of her stomach, wandering along her veins, and settling in her heart and mind. She must have been expecting this from me for a long time, and now I've placed the words between us. They can never be taken back again. Of course you love me, she says, curtly, because if you didn't love me and the children in some way, you wouldn't be calling me now. Yeah, I suppose so. That's a delicately beautiful strength for the woman, RJ. She sticks with him while he goes through terrible other things. And what am I saying? I just so admire a young man of 30 who's managing to take all these strands of guilt, of fear, of death, and makes them into something that finally is heartlifting.
Thank you. Bola is by Patim Stratovici. It is published by Allen & Unwin. It costs $33, and Ralph McAllister's reviewed it for us. Thanks very much, Ralph.
Thank you.